It is 106. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Final farewell for President Carter is underway in Georgia right now. People are lining the streets. The procession is underway. The motorcade is en route to the Georgia State Capitol. President Carter lived to be 100 years old, president of these United States, and a great humanitarian. You'll be hearing more about this at the top of the hour newscast, as well as throughout this show, as we bring you the latest on updates, as these proceedings are taking place right now, during our broadcast. And what's taking place here in Minnesota is starting January 1st. We got some new laws. Yeah. And you can't say after today's show that you didn't know about them, because we're going to tell you all about them. Brian McDaniel with Hilden Advocacy and Law is going to be joining us next hour to talk about some of those laws that will be impacting all of us, since we do live in the great state of Minnesota. But there is something that I really appreciate. A new law that goes into effect, that is in effect right now. It's called the Wage Transparency Law. Yep, starting January 1st, Minnesota's Wage Transparency Law is going into effect. What is it? What does that mean? What do you have to go around and tell your coworkers how much you make when they ask? Is that what it is? Is that the new law? Does your employer have to post everybody's salary? Should you be looking for that on Monday? What is the wage transparency law, and how will it impact companies and prospective employees? My buddy John Naughton with VerseSeek is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
Happy New Year to you. I am doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you and I have not seen each other since we went out to lunch at, where do we go? We were at. No, the
I
Normandy.
think we've had a couple of the most enjoyable launches of my professional career, but the most recent one was the Normandy, you're right.
You know, my goal whenever I go out to lunch with somebody, number one is to pay because I'm the table sponsor. God's blessed me to be a blessing. Number two is to make sure that people have more fun with me than anybody else, because for me, it's a competition, so that the next lunch they go to is always a letdown. Like, I want to be the standard. I want to be like the most fun, even if we're talking business, the most fun, most engaging, and most enjoyable lunch. And I think when we were at the Normandy, I was fussing because they didn't have any black people on the wall, and I think it was February. And so I was like, you know what, you need some black people on the wall for Black History Month. And so I got this big giant blow up poster of myself and put it in a frame. Do you
That
remember this?
was great.
And
Yeah,
I took it down to the
we walked
Normandy.
away saying, "I wonder if she'll do it." And I said, "I'm willing to bet that pretty soon there's a picture of Shalette up on that wall." And sure enough, you manifest into reality here. So kudos to you.
I'm sure after Black History Month last year, they took it down, but since February is coming up again, I'm gonna go and check it out and see if they're gonna put it back up. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Now,
Love it. Love it.
you gotta tell everybody about VerseSeek. That's a company that you're with. You guys do some amazing things. And so I just want to make sure that people know that you're an expert, because I'm gonna talk to you about this wage transparency law, but I need to let everybody know you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Yeah, so VerseEK is a locally owned and operated hiring and placement firm based here in the Twin Cities. So three primary legs would be executive search, professional recruiting, and then interim solutions being hourly contract-based roles that are typically less than a year in duration. So we aim to serve both companies and clients and candidates, I guess, in a variety of ways.
And how long has Versique been around?
There's legacy agencies, but Proseek as its own standalone entity is about 12 years old now.
And what is your role at the company, John?
Yeah, so I am the director of client partnerships for our finance and accounting interim solutions team. So breaking all that down, I work with clients only on finance and accounting roles, because that's the bulk of my academic career as well as my professional career is finance roles. Hopefully, as you talk about being the expert, knowing what it's like to do that work and being able to help clients get the support they need, more quickly and efficiently.
Now, we've got this wage transparency law that went into effect on January 1st here in the state of Minnesota. Exactly what is that?
Yeah, so, real high level, it applies to employers with more than 30 employees. And what it is going forward, those employers, whenever they post job postings, required to include salary ranges and kind of a general description of benefits and other compensation that come with that. So high level, the intent by putting some of these figures out there would be to, create fairness, friendly transparency, and improve equity.
And, we just finished talking about that. Eric Roper with the Star Tribune was on just last hour, and we were talking about pay equity and opportunities, especially for people in communities of color. I have been sitting right next to somebody at a radio station, and we are doing the exact same job. And because he is a white man and I'm a black woman, he was making almost double of what I was making, and I was probably doing a little bit more work. And so this has been a problem in our country since there's been a country. People have complained about it. We have Women's Pay Equity Day, and they talk about how many years it would take for women to earn the same amount as their male counterparts, when really it could just take a day. It could really just take one day for people to just do right. And so, as a professional who works with placement, this wage equity law, do you think it's going to make an impact? Do you think it will do the thing that they set out to have it for it to do, is to create some fairness when we start talking about pay with regard to women and men and people of color and making all things equal?
Yeah, that's certainly the hope, right? I think we can all acknowledge there's a long way to go and a lot that is encompassed there. But as I think about it from a candidate benefit perspective, the things that come to mind are, to your point, reducing bias, right? We've all seen the stats of the wage gaps for different groups of people relative to the, to call it the white male, but increase fairness, right? By going in to an interview or going to a job application process and just knowing the general range, hopefully that creates the opportunity to negotiate salaries more effectively. And then, from that candidate perspective again, and hopefully it applies to most listeners out there, it's more efficient with the time, because we've all heard stories where someone goes through the process and interviews and does everything they need to do, and you get to the final, kind of the offer phase, and the number they hear from the employer is far less than either they were hoping for, or maybe they can even get buy on, right? And it just feels like it wasn't a great use of time or money for either side there. So hopefully that's one more benefit for candidates as well.
And do you think this will have a trickle down effect where employers who have less than 30 employees will also start doing something like this? A lot of times when these kind of laws go into effect, even though it doesn't impact one business like it does the other, everybody pretty much kind of follow suit.
I would think so. I think that number's there really because some of these smaller companies maybe don't have the resources for it, and they don't want to impose those, compliance issues with them. But reality is, if you're a 20-person company and you're looking to recruit talent from somebody that's a 50-person company, those individuals are aware of kind of what those general salary ranges are for a role, it makes sense to put that out there, just so kind of all cards are on the table when starting the process of bringing in new talent.
Now, speaking of all cards on the table, I'm going to ask you this because, I'm a creative, so I've always been in news and broadcasting and journalism. That's the only job I've ever had. And I just I've always wondered, and maybe you have the answer to this, maybe you don't. Why has salary always been such a damn secret? Why are we always so secretive and companies so private? Why do we have to even have a law? Why can't they say, you know what, this is what we're paying this person. This is what we're paying for this position, and this is what we are paying for that position. Why isn't the system set up so that there's honesty and clarity and fairness?
Yeah, that's a great question, and not one I would have a specific answer for, right? I know that I'll just give personal anecdotes. I've never really shared with friends even, hey, here's what I make. It's not something I throw out there. So that there may be something with that, with the from an employer perspective as well. Certainly as you're plugged into different companies, you have an understanding of what companies have a reputation for paying really well. And maybe it's, one thing to point out, it's not always just the salary or the hourly wage. Sometimes it's that full package, right? And that articulating some of the benefits that come with the role as part of this law. But for example, it's the health benefits. It's PTO, right? An individual might value having extra, vacation days over, a higher salary. So just being able to kind of put all that out there. But to your question, it's just, it feels like that's been the norm, and maybe this is one step in, advancing past that.
Well, John Naughton with Verseek, thank you so much for joining us. For anybody who has questions, how can they get in touch with you or find out information about Verseek?
Yeah, certainly could go to verseek.com. So it's VERSIQUE.com. Links to my information's there. You can also find me on LinkedIn. To our website, I'd say we also have, we publish a couple annual salary guides for different roles. So as I think about people just benchmarking to what they're either making or as an employer, what they're paying, these are some other resources that people can use to say, hey, what should we be expecting out in the market?
Well, thank you so much for all the work you do for shining some light on this new law and helping us do our part to create a more fair and equitable work environment. Happy New Year, my friend, and we will go back to the Normandy in February, see if they got my picture up.
We will hold them accountable. I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks so much. And when we come back, I got to apologize. I did something yesterday that made some people mad. And you know what? I was wrong. And I need to let y'all know what that was. So y'all better stick around.